I'm looking at some pictures of Andy Allen, MLA, in the newsletter this morning. I think Andy probably chuckle if I say that one of them looks like as if he's Ed Sheeran lying out in the sand in full military regalia. And he's on the line. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Did anyone ever say to you, you looked a bit like Ed Sheeran in a photograph before?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. I wish I had his talent.
that's from a number of years ago. I'll allow the listeners to make up their mind if they look at the front of the newsletter. Andy, you know, you are now an MLA. You're also a wheelchair user as a result of being in the Royal Irish Regiment and having been in Helmand Province. You lost your legs, about 10 years ago, would that be right?
Yeah, it's just over 10 years ago now, 2008, Frank.
And you saw full military action when you were in Helmand Province. Now, I've been made very aware down the years of the Invictus Games and some of the challenges that are set for athletes. You're getting involved in something entirely different called the Warrior Games.
Yes, this is the American version. From what I understand, the Invictus Games was born out of the Warrior Games. Prince Harry went across and he actually seen the Warrior Games a number of years ago in action, and he then created the Invictus thereafter that.
And what will you be doing when you go across? Like, what is your specialist area?
So my main sports at the moment, Frank, are indoor rowing and powerlifting. However, I'm going to be taking part also in some field activities, shot put and discus, and also archery, and maybe give a go as part of team activities around sitting volleyball.
And did you ever think, Andy, you know, when you look back, that you'd get to this point where you'd be not as busy a politician as I think most people would like you to be, but you're a busy politician and also a wheelchair athlete. You must have thought you would be anything but when you came out of that trauma unit in Helmand.
Absolutely, Frank. Certainly, I was speaking to the reporter in the newsletter there last week, and I was saying to Graham, there was one point, you know, when I was at my lowest ebb that I thought, you know, how am I going to ever achieve anything again in life? You know, I'd lost both my legs. I couldn't see 2 foot in front of me. And I really thought my life was over. And, you know, fast forward, you know, nearly 11 years and looking back, I've went on to achieve so much. And it's important to note, obviously, all of my achievements would not have been possible had it not been for a collective of people around me, my family, my friends, and the wider general public in Northern Ireland who continue to support and encourage me.
And what sort of lift do injured people get from participating in sport? That road to recovery, is that a real boost, a set of goals to achieve?
It is, Frank, absolutely. And there's 20 of us going across to Tampa and Florida on this team. And what we get from that is we've all been through our own experience. We've all travelled our own journey, and we can all share those unique experiences and knowledge with each other. And in some instances, it helps one another overcome the battles and difficulties that we may face now or in the future. And it's well known scientifically that obviously sport contributes to good physical and mental well-being.
And I suppose at a time when we're actually running ads, as we often do here on the radio, for people to join the army, would you still recommend that people join the army?
Well, let me put it like this, Frank. I would do it all again tomorrow, so I suppose that would be absolutely yes. I would say, you know, certainly research what you're getting into, and if you feel it's a career path for you, then go for it.
The crack will be good. I'm darn sure the Warrior Games, there'll be good fun with it, like serious competition, but it must be something that you're thoroughly looking forward to in June.
I am indeed. I'm training hard now, so I certainly hope it'll be all worth it in the end. And you'll go out there, a bit of banter, camaraderie, and hopefully come back with a couple of medals. We'll see how it goes.
A lot of that training in the gym, obviously, yeah?
Absolutely. 5-6 days a week.
That is. No wonder you haven't time to be an MLA.
On top of the MLA stuff, we're still working hard.
I'm not. That's unfair at this present moment in time. But Andy, good luck in the Warrior Games, and thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Cheers, Frank. Thanks. No worries.
That's a Ulster Unionist MLA, Andy Allen, who is a wheelchair user as a result of his time in the Royal Irish Regiment across, indeed, at Helmand Province. It's a good article in the newsletter, and have a look at the pictures, and you know, agree or disagree with me. He looks like a really trendy, in those days, back when he was a cub, a trendy Ed Sheeran.